talking Colorado Mesa men's hoops with Mavs coach Mike DeGeorge on the team.
And so with us right now, former Maverick men's basketball coach Mike DeGeorge. Mike, good morning. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, Jim, thanks for having me.
And thanks for coming on very short notice. A lot of this, news breaking this morning. Story came out yesterday about your name was linked to the Cal Polytechnic job through the blog hoopdirt.com. Initially, you had not responded to the Daily Sentinel about that. And this morning, a story came out about an hour ago that you confirmed that you are going to Cal Poly. Kind of take us through what's led you to this decision and I guess just what the last couple of days have looked like for you.
Yeah, it's obviously been a crazy time, and I had no interest or of pursuing anything. They actually reached out to me, and then, you know, after we lost to West Texas last week, they flew me and my wife out for the interview. And honestly, I was like, you know, I was intrigued, but I have no interest in leaving. But you get out there and you see the place and you meet the people, and it's a pretty incredible opportunity. And, you know, we both loved it. And then they offered me the job on Saturday, and, you know, so I had the contract signed on Sunday and was just waiting to tell the team. It was spring break, and I was trying to tell the team, in person. I didn't want to have to do it over Zoom, and we really couldn't get everybody together until Monday afternoon because of some snowstorms in the mountains, guys getting back from spring break. So, and then, yeah, the Sentinel called me when I was in the meeting with the team, and I didn't get back to them until last night. So I
guess what was the response from your players, Mike? I mean, you got a lot of guys that are going to be leaving. Trevor Baskin, as the paper reported, he's going to hit the transfer portal. We don't know where he's going just yet, but he'll be leaving to go to a D1 program. I guess what was the overall feeling in that meeting from your guys about your announcement?
Well, they're a great group of kids, and so, you know, they were very supportive. I mean, they gave me a round of applause. You know, how many people would do that? That just shows their character. And, you know, I mean, I think they recognize that, you know, one of the things I told them was I signed a 5-year contract for amount of money that I would need to work in D2 until my late 60s to make that same amount. So, you know, it is life-changing for, you know, my wife and I's retirement plans, and it's an incredible opportunity, you know, to have the chance to turn around, you know, programs at all three levels. I mean, that'd be a pretty cool thing. And so, and then it's a beautiful place. It's a great school. And so I think for our family, it'll be a great opportunity. And I think they get that, and they were understanding and supportive.
So I guess when you look at what happens after you leave, is Kyle Boucher going with you to Cal Poly? Can you confirm that? Is Kyle going to be in the running to replace you as the head coach? What does that look like in terms of your successor?
Yeah, Kyle's decided to come with me, as has B.J. Andrews, our second assistant. So they'll both be coming with me.
Mike DeGeorge, now former Colorado Mesa men's basketball coach, with us on the program. And I guess for you, Mike, you mentioned it's a chance to turn around another program at another level of basketball. You did that at Rhodes College in Memphis previously at D3. You've done it here in Grand Junction with the Mavericks, and now a chance to do it at the Division I level. Why do you feel like you've always had success doing that? What's been the secret sauce for you, Mike, in terms of getting a program turned around at all the various levels that you have?
Well, I don't know. I think I've been fortunate, one. Two, I do think that, you know, you just got to stay really process-driven, and you can't get caught up in, you know, losing and being focused on the outcome and just truly try to make great decisions for the program in all ways. You know, just put people first, build relationships, and then just really try to put the players in the best position to be successful. And then just try to find people that value and appreciate that kind of approach. And, you know, I think I've been at good places, and, you know, we just try to be well organized and treat people right and just have a good approach, and things tend to get better, and you just continue to gain more and more momentum. So I don't know that there's a secret sauce as much as there is just a consistent day-to-day approach of trying to do things the right way.
What's the thing you're going to miss the most about CMU?
Well, I'm going to miss everything. I mean, obviously the players, it was very difficult to tell the players. But my experience here is, it's, you know, when they first reached out to me, the AD reached out to me, and then he flew in to meet with me. You know, I was like, why mess with what's happening here? We have this great situation. We've loved every day of the 6 years we've been here. You know, why mess with that? And, you know, then we just got further and further involved in the process and the appeal of that, of the area, of the school, and the opportunity really started to, you know, kind of seem like it was the right thing. So, but yeah, we'll miss everything. The community's been great. The administration's been fantastic. And the players and the kind of people you can attract here are just outstanding. So definitely we'll miss the players most.
Mentioned that the Cal Poly had a rough season, 4-28. They ended on a 20-game losing streak, I should say. Before midseason, they said that Coach John Smith was going to leave at the end of the season. They never won more than 7 games during his 5 years as the coach there. What are, for you, I mean, as I said, this is familiar territory. You've gone in and rehabbed programs before, particularly the one that you're at right now, or at least wrapping up your career with here in Grand Junction. What are the challenges at Cal Poly? I mean, this is now, it's Division I basketball. It's the highest level in a program that has really struggled the last 5 years.
Yeah, to me, one of the appealing things is, one is, it is a great school and it is in a great location. And I think that you hopefully have this opportunity to, you're a little bit protected from the craziness of high level Division I, and where it's all just about NIL money, and that you can attract just some really good kids who just want a great education and are, you know, would love to be in that setting. And so I do, and I talked to Jeff Lunder, the coach of Wyoming, about it. On I can't remember when that was, last week sometime, and you know, he was like, his situation is tough. Like, there's just so much NIL money in the Mountain West that it, you know, they're just constantly, you know, getting outbid. And in the Big West, you know, there are a couple of the schools that at the top have some NIL money, but the rest of the schools really don't. And so it is way more level of the playing field. So yes, there's certainly some hurdles to overcome. But I do think it's a place you can just get some great kids in there and who want a great education and just build it up and just keep getting better.
How attractive was it that the path to the NCAA tournament now doesn't have to go through Canyon, Texas?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Yeah, maybe the level, the playing field level, not have to go on the road always. But yeah, no, that didn't really factor in. I think the teams in the Mountain West are going to be pretty imposing too. So.
Or
the Big West, excuse me. Go ahead.
Serious question about the move to D1, though, is, like, when you got started in coaching, was this kind of where you thought you'd end up, on the track you'd eventually get to D1, or is this all just kind of a bonus from where you started?
I mean, if I'm being honest with you, I mean, I'm a D3 guy, and I never saw having an opportunity outside of that. I mean, I played Division III basketball. My dad coached and played Division III football. You know what I mean? My brother's a Division III football coach. My other brother was a Division III football coach. I mean, we were just a D3 family. And really, the appeal of the Mesa job was we loved Colorado, and we were in a difficult position in Memphis for our family. It just wasn't a great situation for our kids at the time. And so we were kind of looking, and they showed interest. And then when I got involved in the process, I loved everything about CMU, but I didn't even really think this was a realistic opportunity to get here, and I certainly had no idea that Division I would be a choice. And so, you know, I've always just tried to do the best I can at the job I'm in, and then, you know, if an opportunity finds me, or if I, you know, needed to look for another opportunity because it was better for my family, those were really the things that fueled our decisions. It's never really been the objective or even on the radar for me.
What's your favorite memory you're going to have, or favorite memories of coaching and being in Grand Junction?
Yeah, and you're trying to get me to be emotional now, Jim. It's been a tough couple of days. I'm going off no sleep here.
I would never do that, Mike. Come on, I would never do that to you.
Well, I would say there are a lot of them. So obviously the winning and everything it has been obviously great. But honestly, it's just coming to practice every day and just, you know, having a group of guys that is just committed to each other and winning. I mean, anytime, just so many moments of the guys just supporting each other and just being great teammates. To me, that's what it's all about. And, you know, we've had so many of those moments because we've got to deal with such great kids.
You handled that well, Mike. You didn't get teary. That's okay. That was not what I was looking for. I don't want this conversation to be. I mean, if you do, you do. But that's okay. And that's understandable. You know, that's obviously I'm torn. Being a Mesa State grad, CMU grad. Hate to see you leave. Loved covering your teams. You've done such a fantastic job of putting this team at the top of the RMAC mountain during the time that you're here. And I, you know, covered the Mavs for a long time, and there were some struggles before you got here. And you had an immediate impact on getting this program turned around. Going to miss our conversations on the radio and in person. And I wish you nothing but the best of luck. I think Buckeye Boy and I both agree. We always look for people to have better opportunities, and this is a great opportunity for you and your family. And we're going to miss seeing you around here. Going to miss the great job you've done coaching this program, but going to wish you nothing but the best of luck coaching the Mustangs out in California.
Well, I appreciate it, and I will just say that, you know, everybody in the community has just been so positive, and obviously you and Patty Arnold always are putting positive spins on things, not making it a negative media interaction. So I just really value and appreciate you guys, and we'll miss you as well.
Yeah, you've always been a class act, Mike. You always will be. And I wish you nothing but the best of luck out at Cal Poly.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right, take care. Mike DeGeorge, now the coach of the Cal Polytechnic Mustangs. They say it's tough because
the animal's got smaller.
Yeah, the animal got a lot smaller.